MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, October 18, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. The Beverly School contract talks are stalled. Legislature agrees on climate change. New trash pickup policy in Newburyport. Sunny today, upper 50s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 12:13 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, the Beverly School Committee is requesting a mediator join stalled contract negotiations with the Beverly Teachers Association. The mediator would be a neutral third party assigned by the Massachusetts Department of Labor, according to School Committee President Rachel Abel. The move comes 9 months after negotiations began. While the school committee and the union are close on tentative agreements for issues like personal days and supply reimbursement, that's not the case for wage increases and paid paternal leave. State House reporter Christian Wade writes that House and Senate negotiators have reached a final deal on a climate change proposal that was stuck in limbo since the chaotic end of the formal legislative session. On Thursday, a six-member legislative committee tasked with hammering out differences between competing bills approved by both chambers announced that it has reached an agreement in principle on a final proposal. Once the bill is filed, it will be subject to an up or down vote in both chambers before heading to Governor Maura Healey's desk. More news in 50 seconds.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hello, everybody. Don Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Who do we got this week, October 17th, on the show? In the North Shore, we got April Martinez, Soccer Girls soccer coach. We also got our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. And in the Merrimack Valley, Thomas Brown of Chelmsford talking about his choice of college to play Division I football.
On Monday, Newburyport began implementing its new trash policy. This is Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon.
We did our trash episode last week that was very well received. So again, if you still have some questions about our overflow trash program that started this week, go back and check that out, right? And remember, it's 64-gallon trash can. I put a picture up of mine that I put out this week. I also had to use the overflow bag this week. So again, it's a roll of five bags for $10, right? So $2 a bag, and you can get those at Market Basket, Shaw's, Richdale, Black Duck, and 7-Eleven. All right, so those orange bags are out there. But so far, we've got nothing but great comments around the trash program. So I think we're able to get the message out, right? And I think that Mayor's Corner last week was part of that. So I mean, I think half the battle is getting the right information out there to people. And I really have been driving around neighborhoods a lot more during the week to kind of check out what people are putting out for trash, and I really think this is going to be pretty minimal for people. Like I said, I will occasionally have to use the orange bags, and I think some people will be in that same boat with me, but for the most part, it looks like a lot of people are right there at that limit, so we should be good to go. But again, any questions, please reach out to my office or Molly Attenborough in the Sustainability, Energy, and Recycling office.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. Gloucester Times reports that Planned Lifetime Assistance Network of Massachusetts and Rhode Island, Inc. has made a $100,000 gift to the Northeast Arc. The gift is Planned's fourth donation to the Arc, representing the organization's commitment to inclusion for people with disabilities and autism. Planned of Massachusetts and Rhode Island is a nonprofit organization serving people with disabilities, helping them to preserve their assets, protect their benefits, and to live well. Keelan Flynn is reporting on itemlive.com. At a Finance Committee Select Board liaison meeting in Marblehead, the fiscal year 2025 and 2026 budgets were discussed for the Finance and Police Departments. Finance Director Alicia Benjamin said that changes had been made with respect to each department's budget. She said the meeting primarily focused on examining per-person salary costs, which include health insurance. For FY25, Benjamin said that the police department had been reduced, with one officer being removed, making a total of 31 officers. Last year, according to Benjamin, the finance department reallocated funds by replacing the position of financial analyst with that of a senior clerk, fully staffing the Treasurer Collection Division of the Finance Department. In sports, high school football from last night, Swampscott beat Winthrop 38-15 to improve to 4-2 for the season. Meanwhile, Lynn English fell at Medford 20-18, and the Bulldogs are now 4-2. In boys' high school soccer, St. John's Prep beat St. John's of Shrewsbury 2-1 yesterday, and the Eagles captured their third straight Catholic Conference title. The Masconomet field hockey team improved to 12-4 for the season with a 7-1 win yesterday over Marblehead. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.